Today's daf is daf Yud Dalid, Brachas, and we're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Uveprakim, this is where we're up to. Let's do that. So we have over here a very vague statement. Uveprakim, Mishayel Mipnei HaKavod Meishiv. But it doesn't say, Meishiv Machmat what? It just says Meishiv. Meishiv Machmat Mai. What is he being Meishiv for? If you're telling me he's Meishiv Mipnei HaKavod as well, if the idea over here is that you can be meshiv for the same reason that you were shoel, is that rather obvious? I mean, it's quite clear that if we're allowing you to initiate the question, we could certainly allow you to respond to a question, because that's much less of an interruption. So, if you're allowed to ask, you're certainly allowed to respond. So what then is the alternative? That the meaning is shoel nipnei hakavod, and meshiv would be one step less. It was Meshiv Shalom B'chol Adam. Basically, we have three variables here that we have to consider. We have where you're holding, which is, are you holding Bein HaProkim, or are you holding Be'emza? We have what type of person you're talking to. Is it Mipnei HaKavod? Is it Mipnei HaYirah? Or is it Kol Adam? And we also have the question of whether you're instigating or whether you're responding. So now, what we're trying to figure out is what would be the point of saying, what would be the point of saying that you're meishiv if you're already told me you're allowed to even instigate? Of course you're allowed to be meishiv. Ella, you're going to have to tell me that we'll drop one level. If I'd allow you to be shoel mipnei hakavod, then I should allow you to be meishiv to anybody. Let's assume for a moment that that's right and continue on. Ema sefer. Take a look at the next piece. Ubiemtza. Now if we change the variable, we change the value of the second variable, which is where it is that you're holding. So if you're holding in the middle, shoel mipnei hayirah. Umeshiv. Then you're allowed to be shoel only mipnei hayira. Now, what does meshiv mean there? If meshiv means meshiv machmat mai, if meshiv means also mipnei hayira, then it's completely unnecessary to state it, because hashva misha shoel. If you're allowed to instigate the question, adurimi boy, is there any question about your being allowed to respond? Ella, what are you going to say? Let's drop one on the other variable, namely the variable of who it is that you're allowed to respond to, so that maybe you'd be allowed to respond even mipnei hakavod. That's a very nice interpretation, except for the unfortunate fact that it equals Rabbi Yehuda precisely. In which case, the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Be'emtza, Shoel Mipnei HaYirah, Umeshiv Mipnei HaKavod, precisely what we've been medayik, must be the meaning here. And Biprakim, Shoel Mipnei HaKavod, Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. So now, how in the world do we explain the Tanakhama's vague Umeshiv, both in the Reisha and the Seifa, without making it either completely redundant or making it equal to Rabbi Yehuda? Am I missing something? Says the Gemara, yeah, you're missing something. Of course you're missing something. The point is that the Mishnah, as it's constructed over here, is indeed missing a couple of words. What it should say is, Biprakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavod. And I don't need to mention that you can be meshiv. As a matter of fact, the only reason I am mentioning it is because I know that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be fair-like, and therefore I point out to you that there are number of other variables. Maybe I'm not dealing with them. And here's another variable, the variable being whether I'm instigating or whether I'm responding. I don't need to discuss that variable. But to me, it's insignificant. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is, so I'll mention it. So, in tzarek lo mashu meshiv, ube'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah, in tzarek lo mashu meshiv, at least I don't have to mention it. You'll see in Rabbi Yehuda, it makes a difference. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah, umeshiv mipnei hakavod, ubiprakim shoel mipnei hakavod, umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. Tanin amihachi, akoreet shma upagabo rabo gadol himenu. Now the question is whether the response that you have to that rabo gadol himenu, it needs to be mediated by kavod, or needs to be mediated by yirah. That we'll see. Again, so we have three variables that we need to take into consideration. Where you are in Kriyat Shema, who it is that you've met, are you instigating or are you responding? So here again, we have the same lashon, just to make it clear in the Braita that our diyuk is correct in the Mishnah, and the way we read it as a chasurim machasur is absolutely right, because it says in the Braita, korei shema bokabo rabo gadoli menu, biprakim shoel mipnei hakavod ve'in tzarich lomar, which is exactly what we suggested is missing from the Mishnah, ve'in tzarich lomar shu meshiv, ube'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah ve'in tzarich lomar shu meshiv de Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, basically we only have two variables, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, and we only mention it in order to introduce the third variable, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda on there, well, you have to take it into consideration, not only with whom you're speaking and where it is that you are, but also whether you're instigating the question or responding to a question. Therefore, you should know that Be'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah umeshiv mipnei hakavod, ubiprakim shoel mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. Bo'inei achid. Achi was the name of one of the Tanoim who was in the Beis HaMedrash that was learning with Rabbi Chiya. He asked Rabbi Chiya, this is Lagabi Kriyat Shema. What is the din Lagabi Hallel and Kriyat HaMegillah? Mao Sheyapsik. Is it Mutter to Mapsik? Miyamiran, is it that perhaps it's a Kalbachomer if Kriyat Shema, which is Dioraita? Nonetheless, we're allowing you to be posek under these circumstances. Hallel the Rabbanan, me boy. There shouldn't even be a question when it comes to Hallel. Or there's maybe another way of looking at it, which is Zodima Pirsumeh Nisa Adi. That in terms of whatever it is we're achieving here in Kriyat Shema, it's basically addressed to myself to a great extent. And over there, if I have to be Mafsi, I get back into it. If I'm trying to be Mefarsim Nisa, it seems inappropriate to change, talk about anything else. Or Malek Posek Vein Bekachlum, whether it's Halal or whether it's Megillah. We know that Halal and Megillah, of course, are profoundly interrelated because the Gemara says that Kriyat HaMegillah is, in fact, the Halal of Purim. So in other words, both of them are seen as elements of Pirsumei Nisa. And indeed, we're poskening that there's no problem, afal pikein, since the Durabanan, there's no problem of being posek. Thanks. Omar Rabba, Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behemet Halel, Bein Perek Leperek Posek, Beemsa Perek Eno Posek. Yamim Shein Hayachid Gomer Behemet Halel, Afilu Beemsa Perek Posek. Now, first of all, the language. What exactly do we mean by Hayachid Gomer Halel? As opposed to what? Are there times when a Rabbim is Gomer Halel, that a Yachid isn't Gomer Halel? So this explains that the issue over here is when we're talking about a Halel, it's not done B'kol Yisrael together. The Yachid here doesn't mean an individual and not the Minyan. There's no difference in terms of the Minyan or the individual, Lichora. At least according to Tosfos. And so those days in which the Hallel is not being said in the Beit HaMikdash, the time of Akravat HaPesach, and so on, at that point, we have two dinim of Hallel. One of the dinim of Hallel is on the days of that we say we're Gomer as a Hallel. And then the other Hallel is what we call the Chatzi Hallel. Is there really such an entity as a Chatzi Hallel? Tosfos is bothered by the fact that it distinguishes between Gomer and Eino Gomer. That's not the point. There's only one Hallel. Either you say Hallel or you don't say Hallel. The fact that there are people who have this minhag to say a half a Hallel, as we do on Rosh Chodesh, days in which you're not Gomer as a Hallel is a minhag ba'alma. So to set it up as if it's a reality, I mean, if there's no chiyuv, so why would it be a nisr hafsaka b'chlal? So he says, this is lav dafka. The idea of Gomer, ain't no Gomer, is another way really of saying if there is a Hallel, there isn't a Hallel. But that leads to other issues, famous questions as to whether one is mavarech on a minhag. Because if the way it does is understand there's no such thing as a chatzi Hallel, and it's just that there's a minhag. We'll see, there's gemaras about this. We had actually earlier in Kutchin. But we'll see more about these sugyas later. Can you make a bracha on Hallel if there's no mitzvah to say Hallel? Because I shirk in the shadim mitzvah, but even brought Hallel, when there is no mitzvah, kriyat Hallel seems a little bit absurd. And here, Tosis brings a number of different deot on that issue. The Rambam is very firm about not making a bracha on a minhag. And as you know, there's many who do not make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel. And there may be a difference in din between Tzibur and Yochid, in terms of Anhaga being a chiyuv vis-a-vis the Tzibur's all. And actually, those who don't make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel are mechaven to be yotzei for Neshliach Tzibur, the bracha on the Hallel. Although some only do that because of the suffix of how we pass it. Thus, this brings a number of different approaches over here, including an assertion that why in the world should you not be able to make a bracha on a minhag? We know that we certainly make brachas on things that we're not chayiv. Women make brachas of doing mitzvot aseh shasman gorman. Nobody ever complained about that. And the difference clearly is obvious. There exists such a mitzvah. The question is, I want it might be machnisa. That's milatoch the chiyuv a mitzvah. I could say shekel shemitz mitzvanu that mitzvah, and I'm going to take on myself that mitzvah. You could say shekel shemitz mitzvanu on a mitzvah that doesn't exist. Or do we see this particular type of minhag as being an extension of the ongoing chiyuv of kriyat halel on the other days? These are the questions that need to be discussed. I'm just bringing them up here. Remember, we'll have our halachic discussion in Bezrat Hashem on Yom Shishi. Either it does or it doesn't. I mean, if one says halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut and one says halal shalem, where we get a chatzi halal? It would be the same din as responsiveness to nisim in general. The dinim of chatzi halal is not dinim in responsiveness to nisim. Continues the sugya over here. In any event, what's important to us now is the nafkamina, because now Rav has introduced a nafkamina in terms of hefsik in halal between whether you're saying a halal shalem and you're saying a chatzi halal. Because yamim sheni yochid gomer behemet halal, there's no chiyuv b'chalal, and therefore you can interrupt even in the middle. But is that true? Didn't Rav bar Shva? I mean, I know. He came in the middle of Hallel into the base of Edrish Ravina, and it was Rosh Chodesh, or a day that you don't sit all Hallel. And, he didn't say hello or anything, which, I mean, is mashba, you know, if you're in the middle of saying Hallel, you don't say hello. Yeah, that's because he didn't really like, didn't think too much of Rav Bar Shva, you know. So shiny Rav Bar Shva, the Lo Choshev Alei the Ravina, but if he had thought highly of it, he would have said hello. But, I mean, like this, you know, I'm saying Hallel, I guess you'll understand, you know.
Which
Lamaise is an important akuda, because, I mean, nowadays, in fact, we're not knowing, in most circumstances, to be posek, because we assume, you know, you'll understand. The guy sees you, whether that's correct, la halacha, or something we'll talk about on Friday, but the assumption that people make is they see I'm in the middle of Kriyat Shema, they don't expect me to say good morning. They say, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Even though Lamaise halacha, you're supposed to say good morning. Okay, but this has a marker over here in this story of Rabbi Shvan Ravina. I mean, normally, what are you going to say? You wouldn't say good morning to him, Bechlau. If he hadn't been in the middle of Hollywood, he'd say good morning. Say good morning, because it's a good time to interrupt. Boy, me ne ashiyan tana deve rabami mi rabami. Hasharui b'ta'anit. Mahu shiit om. Talking about now, it's an interesting hashva'a over here. We're talking about now hefsek, in the middle of dinim of kriya, or of amira. So whether now something which is not part of this seems to stand against what it is that I'm doing, especially when being the fire of Nisa. So how about if somebody's in the middle of a tainis, and he wants a taste? That is about locus over here. What does this mean? Taste, as in wine taster, coffee taster, professional taster, in other words, who tastes and spits out. So all these strangers get to taste, and that's his business. So now the shaiva is, it's a tainis, and the only way that he can be a taster, I mean, if all these wine tasters would actually drink the wine that they're tasting, they wouldn't be very good at tasting for very long, you know? Or the same thing that people who taste the coffee beans, they never swallow the coffee, because they probably have a heart attack by the end of the day. In fact, somebody recently committed suicide by drinking coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was 100 cups or something. It doesn't take much. 100 cups isn't all that much. So in any event, the shadow of years, the course is dafka lagabe tasting and not lagabe swallowing. Swallowing for sure you wouldn't be allowed. There's others who learned that the shaila is kipshuta. Can you be toim not amanat to eat, but rather because you need to taste the tafshil? So you want to know what it tastes like. Is it mutter to be toim? Up to a certain shear, we'll see what that shear is. But is it mutter to be toim? Is it that when a person is makabal atainis, he's makabal achila v'shtia? This is not achila v'shtia, this is ti'ima. Either, according to those first she taught, because there's no achilat me'ai, there's no hana'ah in your tummy. There's only the taste, which is just hana'ah, but it's not hana'ah achila. Or dilma hana'ah kabilalei, or is it just any pleasure, deriving a pleasure from the taste of food, is also included in the kabbalat tani. Tosis points out that the way the Gemara phrases the question here is that it seems to be a function of an individual's Kabbalah's tainus. What is an individual's das when he's Kabbalah tainus? Not a question regarding the nature of the ta'aniyot that are kavua for the tzibur. We'll talk about too, that as well on Friday. So what's the din? On my life, to'im vein b'kachlu. So Rabbani answered him, there's no problem of ti'ima on the ta'aniyot. Tani nami hachi, mitza'imet inatu una bracha. First of all, if you're only doing ti'ima, you don't need to make a bracha. And secondly, hasharui b'ta'anit to'im vein b'kachkum. Because these two issues are interrelated. Because if we're looking at achila in terms of ana'ad me'ayim, according to those who hold we don't eat, then ti'ima alone is not what we rekovea a bracha on the achila or the drinking of the wine. And someone who sharui b'ta'anit therefore can't be to'im, and he's not hurting his ta'anit in any way by simply being to'im. And when you say to'im, what do you mean? How much is called te'ima? Rabbani and Rav Asi tame at shiur revi'ata. Rabbani and Rav Asi both were toim the shiur of a revi'it halug. Revi'it halug is usually just a shiur in liquids. Up to a revi'it. That's a machlokas. According to Tosfos, you just taste it and you spit out.
Why would there be a shiur of a
revi'it? There's a number of different approaches to why there would be a shiur. Some learned the parshas that if once you take in a revi'it, you can't avoid swallowing a little bit. It's just a logistic question. Others learn once you fill a revi'it, you won't be able not to swallow a little bit in the sense that, tiny bit, you know, because it's filling your entire mouth. It's not a logistic. It's sort of a Yetzirah issue. Others learn that there's a certain amount of hana'at achila that comes from the ti'ima, not of the cheikh, but of the inside of the mouth. Once you've already reached that point, which you have no way of avoiding, if you take in a revi'it, so then already we would have been mechayev of you, bracha. We would have asered you for ti'ima. Okay, according to those who learn it, it's talking about achila, mamish, not plita, not spitting out, then it's obvious. And it's once there's a shear that goes beyond what is necessary for te'ima, then already we view it, despite your protestations to the contrary, we tell you this is achila, as so defined. The shaila is the din of revius, which is never said legabi achila, doesn't mean revius halum. There are others who argue with Rashi and say that revius in this case is revi'it beitza. We're talking about solids. Now again, even though these are not normal shiurim, when it comes to din of achila, we're not talking about achila over here. This is a unique shiur to distinguish between achila of a te'ima. Omar Rav, getting back now to the overall question, we said you can be meshiv, or you could be shoel, in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Problem is that Rav says, Kol anoten shalom l'chaveiro kodem shiyitpalel, kilu asa'o bama. If somebody says good morning to his friend before he has davened, it's as if he's made him into a bama. What is a bama? A bama is where a person uses his own gut feelings in search for spirituality or morality, and asserts that therefore it is good because I have so decided, correct? So if I want to bring a korban to the Lord, that's a good thing. And since it's a good thing, the Lord certainly understands if I want to bring it on my own roof, I don't want to, I can't travel now up to Yerushalayim, and he's certainly more happy by my driving to shul than not coming to shul at all, right? I mean, he's, you know, he knows what it's all about. And the same thing, he's certainly happy for me to bring the korban up here. Now, the good Lord certainly wants us to be very nice and kind to our friends. And he certainly doesn't like this fanaticism about don't say good morning just because you haven't spoken to me first. Now, what is the intent for us to become mean and hard-hearted just because of spirituality? So therefore, the good Lord would like me to take good care of my friend. You're essentially turning your friend into a bummer. So if you do that, you've made him into a bummer. Where do we see that in the pasuk? Chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apa. Forget about humans. All they have is the breath in their nostrils. What's so important about him? He is the equivalent of a bummer. Shmuel says, I don't know, what do you need this whole bummer jazz for? I mean, it's just what it says is enough. Bame nechshav is meant to be understood the same way. Why do you think that this guy is important? More important than God. So your system of values is screwed up. So it's if you learn the way Rav is saying it, the only indication that we have that Sidlulachem is a reference to speaking to a friend before Tfilah is the fact that he's called a Bama. No, because you're setting him up as an alternative form of worship, essentially. Which, essentially, dangerous, Rich. I'm really hungry this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Hungry?
Hungry.
Oh, wait.
It's the jacket that's doing you in, Richard.
I was going to say, is that what it's
the jacket. The jacket's doing you in.
The word shalom? Specific?
Oh, this is, here we go. we'll get to that in a moment. It's interesting. There are those who hold that the Kol Hanotem Shalom L'Chaveiro, there's some Rishonim who say that the whole Israel of the year is only because shalom, the word shalom, is the Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ikro La Hashem Shalom. And therefore, it's Boma Nechshav, because you're carrying the Shem Hashem on somebody else, and that becomes now a form of Kedushas HaBoma. And therefore, there'd be no problem of saying Tzafra Tava. We're going to talk about that. David has a tendency to bring things up early, because his mind works a little bit faster. But
Shalom.
It's good. Great. So, Inachinami, there was the reference to Boma, calling the Boma, you call the human being Shalom, it's like calling him Hashem Shalom for a Boma.
And if a person said Brachot already, or started,
you don't intend to come Friday, is that it?
He didn't hear you say it. No, he wasn't here. When
yeah,
he
no.
I want to come Friday. I'm not always
able. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, because I mean the problem is in this Masechta, if we do the halacha wrap in the dive, just doing the daf takes almost an hour. That's why we started this new seder. So the Shiloh appears according to Shmuel. Shmuel says the definition of the posik is mitpakesh miatzmo. In other words, I don't need to have a drush of boma. If I'm telling you in a posik, what do you care about humans for? What are they important? That goes against Kol HaTorah Kula. What do you mean, what are they important? What about all the mitzvahs and the haftarah kamoch? I mean, the whole business? Now all of a sudden you're telling me forget about people. So in context of the posik, the word bameh nechshav would have to mean not stand on any scale, but in terms of your chiyuvim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, why is this guy important? That's the point. So he said, I don't need to change the drush over here to change bameh to bama. Bameh yishavto lezeh v'lo le'aloh ha'sesmon. What's it, Rav Sheshes? I said, Rav Sheshes, I understand. How do either of these pshatim fit with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, b'prakim shoheh mipnei hakavodu meshiva. What are we talking about? A guy saying kriyashma after he was already mitpalel. So you're saying hello to your friend when you're in kriyashma before you say Shmoneh Esrei. You were not mitpalel, and therefore it should be prohibited. Kirgamon, Rebaba b'mashkim lepitcho. Therefore, says Rebaba, the idea over here of turning the guy into a bama is only where you give significance to him, not stop in the word. You happen to bump into somebody, and you say good morning to him, that's not an issue. But if you go up to his house to say good morning on your way to shul, and walk up to his door and knock on it before walking up to Daltot Beiti, you walk up to Daltot Beito, so to speak, then there mashkim lepitcho is indeed usur. But that's because of the not the actual shalom per se. Therefore, in terms of David's question, even those who are machalic between shalom and other greetings, now that the Gemara comes out, mashkim lepitcho, asr, even say tzafra tzafra, because the hashkam of the petach alone is a violation of the order of chashivut. Why are you going to his door instead of to the Beit HaKnesset? Omer Rabbi Bar Rav and Amar Rabbi Bar Ashihan, Asulo LaAdam LaAsot Chafetzav Kolim Shiyitpalel. Not only that, you don't do your own things, your own needs, before the time of Tefillah. So even to do your Melacha before Tefillah is prohibited. Shenemar, because the Torah says over here, Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech, that first a person should be Matzdik his ways. And that Tzedek, righteousness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the speaking out of one's path in life in Tefillah. And then the Yasin LaDerech Pamav, and then put your footsteps on the road. But don't get started on your road for the day until you have done your tefillah. Nomer Avidi Barav, Nomer Avidi Barashiyad, Kolam Itpalel, V'achar Kach, V'yotzei L'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chafetzav. If it's more than that, someone who was mitpalel, first we know that he has a special Siyata Rishmaya. Shenema, Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech. So you do that, V'yotzei L'derech Pamav, and God will set his path properly, his freedom, his path properly. Anybody who goes for 7 days without having a dream is called bad. So it means over here, you read it like this. Sheva Yalin, a guy slept for 7 nights and didn't have a pakida of a dream. Ra. That person is called evil. So this is, by the way, the Sheva, Sova, Saveya interrelationship is obviously fundamental to Shavuot, which is Sheva, Shabbatot, Sheva, Pa. Me and Sheva and Shavua and the Lashon of Sova, which presents the time of the bringing in of the harvest and so on, and many other issues.
But dreaming rain, voluntary thing, you can't force
a dream. Yeah, but you can force tshuva, so you won't be bad, and then you'll have your dreams. We'll find that this Masechta is very heavily invested into dreaming. So clearly dreaming is an expression of the concept of the underlying nature of Emunah and Bracha, right? All right. Amar Ravidi Baravin Amar Ravita Barashian Kola Mitzvah. Sorry, I went back. I'd rather we are up to Amar Ravchi Amar Ravyochanan. Yeah. Amar Lei Ravacha Bered Ravchi Amar Ravachi Amar Ravchi Amar Ravyochanan. The other way of reading the Pasuk is Kol HaMazbiya Atzmo Vidivrei Torah. And then he goes to sleep. Ein Mevasrino So Besarot Ra'ot. That would be Visaveya Yalin, full of Divrei Torah, you go to sleep. Ba Yipaked Ra'i will not be visited by bad news as he sleeps. So Omer Rabbi Avoh, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha K'Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Bein Elohechem, Le'emet V'yatziv, Lo Yapsik. Actually, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Chachamim listed that the space between the Parsha Vayomer and the Broch of Emet V'yatziv or Emet V'emunah as being Bein Aprakim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to be mafsik. What's the reason? And he didn't explain. Om Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yochanan, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, his reasoning is based on a pasuk, Bechtiv, V'yashem Elohim, Emet. And therefore, the Torah itself essentially has included the name Emet as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the Shem Elohim, and that you shouldn't be Mafsik Be'emtza. Now the question is whether he should be Chozer Ve'omer Emet, or I know Chozer Ve'omer Emet. In other words, this Emet, we're now saying it's part of Kriyat Shema itself, because it's Hashem Elohim Emet, in other words, we're now being Mitakin, to read Emet together with Kriyat Shema, always. Or is it the Emet of the Brocha, which is not going on, the Emet, the Emunah, and I use the same Emet in both directions, so that's the question. Do I repeat Emet? Or as I finish my Emet in terms of Kriyat Shema, now I gotta get to the Emet of Emet V'yatziv. The Mogen Avram learns that the question is for the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and so on, Hashem Elokechem, does he say Emet? And then when he goes back and he repeats it for the Tzibur, he says, Hashem Elokechem, Emet. Does he do that twice? Or does he say, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and stop? Then when he repeats for the Tzibur, he says, Hashem Elokechem, Emet. So that's the Shaila. Om Rabbi Avu, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Chozer Ve'omer Emet. He does indeed say Emet again, which means that he would say it the first time, according to Magen Avraham. Rava Omer, Rava Omer, Eino Chozer Ve'omer Emet. You don't repeat Emet. And Ahud Anachit Kameh to Rabbah, there was a guy who was davening in the Shliach Tzibur in Rabbah's Beit HaMedrash. So Shamei Rabbah the Amar Emet Emet Shrezimnei. Rabbah heard him say, again, according to Magen Avraham, the language Rabbah heard him say implies that he didn't make an announcement of the Emet. In other words, he was davening to himself as Shliach Tzibur. Rabbah heard him say Emet and then go over the words, Hashem Elokechem Emet. As you listen, many people do that, even though it's against the halacha, according to the way the Grub paskins. As a chazan, they say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. Wait a minute until everybody finishes Kriyat Shema, and they say, Hashem Elokechem Emet, again. So Rava said, this guy have some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder over here. Call Emet Vemet Tafselai. The guy seems to be in a loop of Emet. What's wrong with him? So clearly he held, you don't keep repeating this Emet. Again, not everybody learns like this. Rashi learned because Kipshuto, the Shavas, do you repeat Emet in terms of the Brocha? So just the fact that I'm saying Emet, not the whole Hashem Lekechem Emet. Hashem Lekechem Emet. Emet V'yatziv. That was the problem. That's just the Mashmaut anyway.
Well, this one do different. Then the Olam says Emet, then he repeats.
Correct. Yeah, that seems to be the most reasonable. So, again, there's a lot of discussion on this, which we'll talk about also. Shailas does a Yochit say Hashem Lekechem Emet. He's alone. Also revolves around this issue. Does he repeat it, in other words, to get the extra three Tevot in order to get to the Ramach Tevot? Yeah, so that's the Shaila, whether to use Kel Melech Ne'eman or to say Hashem Lekechem Emet. If the Yochit doesn't say Hashem Lekechem Emet, so then there's the suggestion to say Kel Melech Ne'eman, which to me, I mean, makes a joke out of the thing about not saying Amen. Not saying Amen after the Birchus Kriyas Shema is absolutely absurd. And Amen you don't say, but Kel Melech Emet you do say. I mean, I the logic in that is absolutely escapes me. Okay. Ahud and Ochik, we said Emet Hasei, Omer of Yosef, Kama Ma'al Yahashma. So I'm going to tell you, this next piece is great. It's just great. Listen to this. Because when Reshul Bar Yehuda came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know what? You know how they dab in Myrit in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, these guys are really efficient. They have Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yamata le'em ani Hashem lokechem emet. And that's it. They skip everything else. So talking about, a fast davening. That's definitely the abridged version because they hold it at night. It's not tzitzit. So what do you have to say the whole jazz with tzitzit for? So yeah, that's a nice fast mire. Amalei Abaya says, this is good. Huh? This you call good. My Malyusa, I don't think that's very good at all because it doesn't work. Because Rav Kana Amarav said, Lo Yatchil, look, you don't have to start saying Vayomer in Arvit at all because there's no chiyuv for tzitzit at night. So then the Shaila is, if you started, look, if you're going to start something, you got to finish it. So in Hitchil Gomer, look, if you started off saying the Vayomer Hashem Moshe, then you got to finish it. So what are you telling me? They say Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Amarta Layam, Ani Hashem Lekechem Emet. I'm telling you, the Rav Kana Paskin, that you have to do the whole thing. But he can never say, well, all he said was if you started, he didn't say what starting means. Maybe starting means going beyond the Amarta Alehim. Maybe you have to say V'yasulehim Tzitzit. So that's a start. So once you start talking about Tzitzit, you got to finish. But if you just say V'yamarta Alehim, you can sort of pretend that the Amar Dalayim was referring to Ani Hashem Lekechem. I mean, at one point or another, he did say that to them, so the Amar Dalayim is good. No, not true. Amar Dalayim is exactly the beginning that we're talking about. Because Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rab Dabe al Bnei Yisrael alone, Le Havi Hatchala, to force you to finish. But once you say the words the Amar Dalayim, you're talking about Tzitzit already. That's already a Hatchala, and you got to read the whole parsha. Says Rav Papa, look, what's bothering you? Clearly, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not how they hold. They hold the Amar Talayim. It's not directly associated with Tzitzit. So it's not considered to be Atchala. So Kasabri, the Ma'arava, the Amar Talayim, Nami lo havi Atchala, Avi Amar, the Asulayim Tzitzit. Says a bias, as usual, we get holding the bag. Because we have to do at least, we have to say that opening piece, because, like everybody does that, even in Eretz Yisrael, where they figure out all the shortcuts, they still do that. So we got to do that. But once we start, since we paskin that that's called already starting, we can't rely on them to say it's not starting, so now we got to finish. So now we're really messed up, because we have no way out of this. So to do the Atchala, we do, Vekiva and the Batchalina, once we start, Nigmanami Gamrina, we have no choice but to complete it. Yomer of Kana Marab, Lo Yatchil, but in Itchil Gomer, and since according to our Shitot here, Rav and Shmuel, that this is considered to be Atchala, V'yamar Taliyem, basically we have no way out of the whole long bracha.
Unless you move to Israel.
What?
Unless you move to Israel.
Yeah, that's like coming here for the Chinuch,
Why isn't this issue of the car parsha the low? Is it Lopashina Moshe Rabbeinu?
The Lopasak Moshe Rabbeinu. You mean, why don't we call it a Kriya?
Well, it is, isn't it? Part of Kriya?
No, not really. In other words, what they're trying to do over here is turn it into part of the Kitzur of the Brocha. They're not saying the parsha of Vayomer at all. So in order to express this, which leads, as we'll see according to Rashi, and we'll see the Gemara in a moment, which leads into the Zikar and Avitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira and so on and so forth. That's how we begin it. Actually, Vayomer, it's a very good point that David is making. Actually, Vayomer over here is not in order to be Yotze the Kitzur of Vayomer. There's no issue of the Kitzur of Vayomer. The concept of Vayomer is to end up being Mechaber, the union of Kriyas Shema Tegula. So when I say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet, then I can now talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara is going to wonder if you don't say that. So how about if you don't do this piece? Where did you do Yitzias Mitzrayim? But if I do this piece, I understand that I've done the lead it now into Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's my important agenda here. Because we're already darshan, and I have to have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balaiwa. But I certainly don't need the Tzitzis Balaiwa.
So it's not a Kriya that night.
So it's not really a Kriya. Unless, that's the thing, is once you've started, then you're already on the Kriya. So we are stuck. Because according to us, this is the beginning of the Kriya. Once you do that, then you have to be Torah. Now, the shaila is, what about emet? In other words, what about the whole bracha afterwards? So as far as that's concerned, it says, Omer Chia Barav, Omar Ani Hashem Lokechem, Tzorich Lomar Emet. Look, you've got another problem over here, because once you do that, if you don't say it at all, which we said was an option, but if you say it, then you've got a problem, because then you have to say emet. And once you say that emet, you're now saying the entire bracha of emet v'amunah. So Omar Ani Hashem Lokechem, Tzorich Lomar Emet. Lo Omar Ani Hashem Lokechem, Einot Tzorich Lomar Emet. What does that mean? Einot Tzorich Lomar Emet. So what happened? I thought the point was over Yetziat Mitzrayim. How are you going to get around the whole chiyuv of Yetziat Mitzrayim? The Omar Hachi. No, what you say is like this. Yeah. You say a tefillah that mentions Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's not associated directly with the Kriyat Shema and the Emet and the Nei Hashem Lokechem. You say, Modim Anachtu Lecha Hashem Lokeinu Otzitanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ublitanu Mi'beit Avadim Yasita Lanu Nisim Ugvorot Havayam V'sharnu Lecha. And according to many, at this point, you end Baruch Atah Hashem Ba'al Yisrael. According to Rashi, V'sharnu Lecha is an introduction to the remainder. V'sharnu Lecha Mi'cha Ma'ocha Ba'ilim Hashem. And then you go and you did a kitzur until the Mi'cha Ma'ocha. And at that point, you go and connect into the Baruch as it's mentioned, as we do it. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
So we do both. We're Ma'ashkei Tzitzis Mitzrayim in the last part. And we do the Be'emet V'Emunah also.
Yes, because we said, Amir Hashem Lokeinu. We have no choice but to do that. Also, there's other Indian, there's Kriyat Shema. The truth is, we have to raise another issue, which the Rosh Hashanah raises, which I think David is getting towards. I might as well tell you before he jumps at it. And that is, we said before, Koshel Amar Emet V'Emunah Arvid, Emet V'Yatzik Shachrid, Udash Lagi Babok Etastech, Le'Manat Chavaleila. So what do you mean? And if you didn't say Emet, so then what? Then you say, Yiratzon L'Fanecha, what happened to the Emunah? Well, this idea of the modim is only a reference of Hoseitanu, but it doesn't say anywhere here. It's not maskir the atidot, which is supposed to be emet v'emunah. That's a real problem. Well, what did we mean? We meant only someone who's going to say a bracha after, and once he's mitchayev in that bracha, then he says emet v'emunah. How could we be more machmir on him than if it's possible to skip the whole thing? Om Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Lama kadma parshat Shema le parshat v'hayayim Shemon. As we explained it earlier in the Mishnah, the idea over here is, even though the Maisa, the way it's structured in the Torah itself is Shema and then Vahaya, the order is clearly not what interests us, because otherwise Vayomer should have been first. Vayomer is already back in Bamidbar. So once we've established the Tosfos says that it's not the Seder in the Pasuk that's important to us, what is the conceptual order? So the Mishnah said that the conceptual order is according to Shimon Bar Yochai. What's according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what's the conceptual order? Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, and then we have the Kabbalat all mitzvot in general in the second parsha. But that's not what Shimon Bar Yochai says. Shimon Bar Yochai says, but Dinu Shabdim Shema Levahayim Shema. It makes sense that one should say Shema first, because Shezel Lilmod Vezel Lameid. Now we think at this point again that this means exclusively. So in terms of Kriyat Shema, it says, in terms of first parasha of Kriyat Shema, it says V'Dibartabam. So Dibartabam is to study yourself, whereas the parasha of Hayayim Shema says V'Limatem. So the Limatem is to teach. Okay, so first you got to learn, right? Then you got to teach. I mean, at least it used to be that way. So Zel Lilmod Vezel. So therefore, first start with Shema and learn. Then go to Vayayim Shamoa and teach. Wait a minute, you're doing it again. And then Vayayim Shamoa comes before Vayomer, because Zel Lameid, it should say, Vizel La'asot. Yasulehem Tzitzit. It's talking about Asiya. So you go from Lilmod, Lameid, La'asot. Beautiful. There you go. Wait a minute, says the but that's not even true. But to Shema, as David was about to ask, Shema, Lilmod, Itve, Lameid, La'asot. What are you telling me? That Shema doesn't include teaching and doesn't include doing? It says, Vishinantam Levanecha. What does that mean? It doesn't mean teaching. It says, Ukshartem. It says, Uchtavtem. What does that mean if it doesn't mean doing? So it's got learning and teaching and doing. So how are you telling me that the three parshiot are A, learning, B, Vayom Shemora, teaching, and C, Vayomer, is doing? That's not true. Furthermore, the second part you said also isn't true. You said, Vahayayim Shamoa is Lelameh. But it's only Lelameh? And what? It doesn't have Asiya? Doesn't it say Ukshartem? Doesn't it say Ukshaftam? That's doing, isn't it? There's a big question over here that they ask in the Rambam. According to Rambam, who holds Vavatem is a chiyav of tvila, a mitzvah of rice of tvila. Why don't we include that? Why do we only include shir and tvila? Why is it only tvila? How about tvila itself? Anyway, the way to understand it is exactly as we said before. We got into the same question when we were dealing with the Kriya and Kabbana. We made the same mistake. We thought that it was additive, not that it was all three and then go down one. What we meant to say was, of course, that Bedinu Shetikadem Shema L'Vahayim Shamoa, because Shema has Lilmod, Lalamed, and La'asot. V'Hayayim Shamoa doesn't talk about Lilmod. V'Hayayim Shamoa only talks about Lalamed and La'asot. But it should come before Vayomer, Shezei Yesh Balalameh Vlasot, whereas Vayomer only has Vlasot. That's what we need. So, Luma Lameh Lishmor, and the Luma Lameh Vlasot is one, the Lameh Vlasot is two, and Vlasot is three. That's the order. So, come on, what exactly was wrong with the order that was given in the Mishnah? I mean, why does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai feel constrained to offer an alternative? Well, you know, Chodav HaOtkama, he wasn't saying there's anything wrong. First of all, yes, I certainly agree with what was said by Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, that namely, that Yedei Shekabel Alav Malchus Shamayim Tchila, V'Achar Kach Yekabel Alav Om Mitzvot. And, but I'm saying there's another order too. Oh, Mishum De'itzba, Ani Milim Ne'amachrinayim. There's also another way of looking at it, in which the three parashot are interwoven in terms of Lomot, Lulami, and Masa. Now, Rav washed his hands once, read Kriyat Shema. We're not talking about a constant unheard of Rav, but we saw this happen. We once saw Rav washing his hands and saying Kriyat Shema, which is not remarkable in itself, but what's remarkable is that then he put on his tefillin, V'yonach tefillin, and then he went to Daven. Now, when we say tzoli, we mean he said Shemoneh Esrei, which also implies that you could put on your tefillin before Shemoneh Esrei, between Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, which leads to the question of can you make a bracha? Tosfos brings an actual maisa in which Rabbi Yehuda, when the Bali takes us, actually was semich on that, got his tefillin in the middle of Daven, made a bracha on his tefillin, and then considered it not to be a hafzik between Gula and Tefila, because after all, the Gemara says, of your Rav did that, which Tosfos subjects strenuously. So who says that you say a bracha? You put it on, and then you can be mamashmish but tefillin later, and say the bracha later on, which is lamaisa b'halacha. But anyway, what's important to us isn't all of that. That's a side issue. What's important to us is that there seems to be an issue of putting on your tefillin before you say Kriyat Shema. Because it says in the Braisa, someone who is being osik b'mitzvah, who is being chofer kuch l'meit b'keber, he's part of min ha-Kriyat Shema, min ha-tefillah, min ha-tefillin, mikol mitzvot amurat ha-Torah. This person is being osik b'mitzvah, he's being keber a-meis, and he doesn't have to do any mitzvah. He gives man Kriyat Shema, and when it's time for Kriyat Shema, Oleh, he gets out of the, can I ask in a minute, Oleh, he gets out of the kuch, v'notel yadav, first he puts on his tefillin, then he's going to Kriyat Shema Nitpalel. But before we get to your question on Rav, didn't you just contradict yourself? A guvakash, you start off saying, someone who's digging a kuch for a maid is patur, but when it comes to Kriyat Shema, I should stop digging and go up and say Kriyat Shema. How do you explain that? First you said patur, and then you said chayim. No, that's not the point. I don't know, Kasha. Clearly the bright is trying to tell us that if the Asiyas HaMitzvah is dependent on you, you're the only guy that's there, so then you're an Osim Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. If there's two people, you could switch off. So it comes time for Kriyat Shema, one of you continues digging, the other one goes and says Shema, then he comes down, he takes over, and the first guy goes up and puts out his tefillin and says Kriyat Shema. But can we forget about all of that? Let's get to the problem with Rav. It says over here, you put on your tefillin, and then you say Kriyat Shema, and we saw Rav saying Kriyat Shema and then putting on his tefillin. Now what do you say about that? Probably Rav holds, like the explanation in our Mishnah was given by Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, that there's an issue of first being mekabel o malchut shamayim and then being mekabel o mitzvot. So he felt that, okay, if I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm being mekabel o malchut shamayim, and now it's time for me to be mekabel on myself o mitzvot. Excuse me? Amen. Yom Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, I can kriya le'asiyah mishamat, like what? What gave you the idea that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha holds that you're supposed to be mekabel o malchut shamayim and only then do mitzvahs? He was talking about why is the order of the parsha that discusses o malchut shamayim come before a parsha that discusses o mitzvot? And you're saying, I mean, what you're doing is you're taking a map and you're turning it into reality. It's supposed to be a map. You're confusing the idea with the thing. He's simply giving you a din of Hagdama. What's more valuable to say first? Say a parsha. Oh, Malchus Shemayim certainly never suggested that the actual order of your day is that you don't do mitzvahs until you first become Oh, Malchus Shemayim. I mean,
if he's in the middle of digging a hole for himself, I can understand what
he's doing. No, if it was for himself, he couldn't dig.
Somebody else. In the middle of doing a mitzvah, how could, why does he have to dig one hole? He's got the hole, or he wouldn't be digging the hole. Normal, I know.
I understand your question.
For everybody else who doesn't understand. I mean, could you clarify that?
For everybody else who doesn't understand.
Dug yourself into a hole. Yes, thank you very much for that. But he's doing the hole already.
Moshe Baruch is asking that the asik in the mitzvah of the burying of the mace is already an asik for mitzvah. Okay, but we're not, first of all, we're not going like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. It was Rav who's gone like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Right?
Okay.
So what's your problem? Even if this is a problem, why is it a problem? Or did this Brisa argue on Rav? We said Rav, Savak Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Whereas this Brisa doesn't. Now we're asking, even Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha never suggested anything other than a determination of which parsha the quote comes from. So I can kriya le kriya, kriya le yasiya mishamat lay. The two, besides which he doesn't really even hold of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Now there's many ways of learning this question. What we can learn, what we can do is learn it the way the Gra changes here. So mitzavarak Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, vomer kriya barashi zimen sagi, abikamina kamedarab, umakim amashi yade, umavare. So he was makim, he washed his hands, he said, birkata Torah, umakim on Pirkin, and then he went ahead and he taught us, and only afterwards he was manach tefillin, and then he read Kriyat Shema. Now, how does that prove anything? Because apparently the way the Gra understands, the Gra changes the girsa in Rashi to show that Asiya, Rashi says that apparently what's happened over here is the Asiya of the mitzvah of teaching, Matni Pirka, came before Malchut Shamayim, and the Gra changes it to read comes before Kriya. In other words, the din of Matni Pirka was a din of Kriya itself. It was even Matni Kriya la Kriya, and therefore he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, apparently. So even in terms of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The other way of understanding the Gemara is stam. Rav, in this case, was manach tefillin and then was kari kriyat shema. Okay? So even if he interpreted it that way, he wasn't consistent in doing that. So what's the explanation? Now we have even a contradiction in Rav. I mean, here it says he put on his throne first. Maybe you're going to tell me, well, maybe it's talking about a case where it wasn't yet Zman Kriyat Shema, and that's why he was able to be Matilon Pirke, to understand. So then, what was the point of what Rukhiya Barashi was saying? I mean, if it wasn't Zman Kriyat Shema, well, of course he didn't say Kriyat Shema before he was teaching the Shir. How could he say Kriyat Shema of Zmano? So what would be the point of mentioning it even? Maya Siddite de Rukhiya Barashi. That could be. He wasn't coming to discuss that point. He was only coming to discuss the fact that I was being taught by him the Perek and the Sifra, and he still make Birkat HaTorah. Remember that we had a Shita earlier that said for Mishnah or for Midrash, they don't make Brad, but so come on, the Afla Mishnah, Nami Tzurich Levarech, some have a problem with this Afla Mishnah, because before we said it was a Perek of the Sifra, which would be for Medrash, not for Mishnah. Okay, but whatever the gears, the great gears is over here, may have nothing to do with our Sugya, because he wasn't addressing the Kriyat Shema business. Okay, but, we got a problem, don't we? I mean, first of all, Rav, sometimes here it says he put on his throne first and read Kriyat Shema. There it says he read Kriyat Shema, then put on his throne. And anyway, I mean, if he doesn't already Yeshua ben Karcha. So what do we do with the story about the Kuch? Where over there it says the Farish, you're supposed to put on your tefillin first. How do you explain the fact that we saw Rav saying Kriyat Shema without his tefillin? Gentlemen, Shlucha Huda Avi. Believe it or not, the reason we saw it was because the idiot that he sent to bring him his tefillin to shul came late. And Rav saw that it was time for Kriyat Shema, and he was worried he wasn't going to get his tefillin on time. So he just went ahead and did it. Now, this is like, my father's son had a story that was like, this the perfect example is, there was a small town outside, I thought it was nice, a small town outside of Toronto, when he was living in Toronto, that did not have a rabbi. So whenever they needed to do a funeral there, they had to get somebody coming from Toronto should do the funeral. So he gets a call one day that someone was mifter that had some shakas in yeshiva in Toronto, and I asked him if he was. This is okay. So what time is Levaya? It's like dead silence on the other side. Maybe this guy can't do a Levaya. He doesn't know what time Levaya is. I said, but fine, 4 o'clock, of course. Okay, fine. I'll be there. Comes in, drives in, comes to Levaya. And he asks afterwards, why is Levaya at 4 o'clock? Of course. Nobody knows. Every Levaya in town for forever is as far back as anybody can remember. It's always what I thought it was a dinner Levaya. And he's really interested. Like, where does it come from? He found an old timer. It turns out that the train from Toronto to this town always arrived. The guy was coming in. So somebody sees Rob reading his without his, there must be a sacred and then you put on your tefillin. They didn't know that the train simply hadn't arrived.
I think it was a song.
Yeah. Omar Rula, Kola Korei Kriyat Shema Balot Tefillin, Kilu Me'id Edut Sheker Be'atzinoto. Somebody who reads Kriyat Shema and doesn't have his tefillin on, he's saying, as he's reading Kriyat Shema, Chacham Le'ota Yadecha, Yulototafot Be'inecha, like, this blithely singing, where he himself is clearly not taking it seriously. So many we've shown him, Rashi Tosfos included, learned that this is a euphemism. Me'id Edut Sheker Be'atzmo, meaning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just don't want to say such words. So he's saying this, but he's saying, but I don't really believe God said it. So he's being made a checker batzmo. The son that he's made a checker batzmo. In other words, he's claiming to take seriously the mitzvah of Hashem, and there he is showing that it's a lie. Omer Kriya Barava, Omer Yochanan, Kiilu Hikriv Ola Balo Mincha, V'Zevach Balo Nisachim. The reason that we say it this way is because of the pasuk that says Ola Mincha Zevach Nisachim Yom Yomo. So we say the additions that you have to something. You don't finish a mitzvah, you start doing the mitzvah. You don't do it correctly, because you're certainly supposed to bring your Korban Mincha and Nisachim together with your Korban Ayla and your Zevach. Are we?